guys. You're listening to The Balancing Act, where no financial topic is taboo. I'm Christy Hayes, and during our time together, we'll start to search for your financial zen. So let's go, because it's time to get real. Are monthly subscriptions making you poor? It seems like every day a company comes out with a new monthly subscription, a box of something that they want to send you for a small fee. It might not be hundreds of dollars, but every month you're spending a lot more than you realize. It might actually be hundreds of dollars. I'm here with my friend Katie, and you had an experience with this you wanted to share.
I do. So my sister is 3 years older than me, and she is the notorious person to never look at her bank account. And so she bought a car the other day, and we were kind of going through how we're going to change her spending habits and things, because I try to coach her even though I'm younger than her. And one thing we looked at was her bank account, and I realized she has a monthly subscription for Massage Envy, FabFitFun. She has a couple perfumes that come every month, and she only wears one of them. And so we started going through what all she has that she doesn't even realize she has. And so I even asked her, I go, when was the last time you got a massage? And she goes, probably like 6 months ago. And I was like, but you've been paying the last 6 months as if you were going every month. And she's like, well, I mean, yeah, they just have it on auto pay, so I don't really have to look. And I was like, exactly. And so what we realized was she was paying for more than what her car payment actually is just due to those monthly subscriptions when the car payment wasn't nearly as bad as she thought it was.
Yeah, and that's totally a common issue. As soon as I took over the finances for our house, I started seeing we deposited all the money into the same account. All the bills had to come out of the same account. And I started seeing these, like, random charges for things. And I was like, what is this? What is the MLB something? And so I took it to my husband. And even though it was off-season, he was still paying $49.99 a month for the MLB app. Mm-hmm. So he could not watch baseball. It was unbelievable. I also am a bit of a fitness junkie. And I have what's called, like, an RP thing. And it's an app. And so I, being a loving wife, decided I was going to bring him on with me. I was like, you need to do this, too. So I got him all signed up on his phone. It was $12 a month. A couple months went by. You know, I was still going strong, and he dropped off maybe like 2 weeks later. I decided I didn't need the app. I was like, okay, I've got this down. I've got this handled. I went ahead and canceled my subscription to it. I can do this on my own. Well, I saw the charge pop up again, and I was like, what? You know, I canceled that. Mm-hmm. I went in and looked, and I had canceled it, and he had not. So over the past 6 months, as I was paying for it and using it, I was paying for his too while he wasn't. And it's just such a common problem that I think people nowadays face, mm-hmm. is that they're payment poor because they're monthly subscription to death. Mm-hmm. Everything's $12.95, $2.95. I even have an app that's $3 a week to put fun little stickers on pictures of my kids. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, the benchmarks, they're 9 months old. Their first time crawling or pulling up, I need to put that sticker on there. Mm-hmm. But every week, I get charged $3 whether I use it or not. And if I was diligent and I just canceled it, it would mm-hmm. make sense.
And I think one of the things, too, that keeps coming out that I've noticed is I'm an avid online shopper. I online shop just to de-stress, even if I don't put anything or actually buy anything. Just putting something in my cart helps me de-stress. And so I was on Urban Outfitters the other day, and I was looking at a shirt, and it was like $48. And so they had an option where I could either pay $48 up front, or I could break it up into 4 monthly installments. And I was thinking, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is just adding fuel to the fire, because not only would I have a subscription for all my other things, but then I add in, oh, I'm still paying off a shirt I bought 3 months ago and I've worn 2 times, but yet there's a $12 charge here for it. Like, and I think it's, to some people, it helps them probably because they break it up and like, oh, it's only $12 right now. But then I was like, no, it's actually not worth it, because I don't want to have to worry about paying that shirt 4 months from now.
Yeah.
And so it's, I mean, everywhere is taking on this mentality is what it is, I guess.
And breaking it up into payments, you feel like you can manage that. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has a $1,000 phone now, mm-hmm. but it's $20 a month.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to get caught up in that, and to have 10 to 15 different monthly charges that are really robbing you of your ability to save, because you've now committed yourself to making payments. You're making payments on your credit cards. You're making payments on your subscriptions. And you're forgetting to pay yourself first. You're paying everybody else. And a lot of times you're leaving a lot of money on the table.
So one of the things that I've also noticed with myself, and I'm guilty of it, is the other day it was raining outside. I had friends going out to watch the Chiefs game, and I just didn't want to, and I couldn't access it because I don't have cable or anything at my apartment. And so I just stream everything. And so I got on, and I realized that I could watch the Chiefs game live. All I had to do was sign up for a 7-day free Hulu Live TV trial. And I was like, oh, that's no big deal. Like, I'm going to watch the game. I'll probably watch two more nights of TV or some show live, and then I'll cancel it and I won't have to worry about it. And I'll figure out what I'm going to do next week for the game. And so that was my game plan. And then it came to be 8 days later, and I saw that charge come through, and I got the email, and I was just like, oh, crap. Like, I forgot to set a reminder, and I forgot to cancel it. And so here I am a month later, and I'm paying, I think, $45 a month for Hulu Live, which, yes, I'm using it, and I'm watching games and everything, but it wasn't something I had budgeted in, or it wasn't something I needed when I'm trying to think big picture and look down the road and try to buy a house and things like that. But it was the free trial. It completely got me, and I know it has to get other people, too. It's their scheme. They said, oh, just try it 7 days, and probably a good amount of us don't set reminders just cancel those.
Oh, yeah. My husband did it with Ancestry.com. He got on there and he was like really excited. He's going to research everything. Don't worry about it, babe. It's just a free trial. I'm going to cancel it when it's done. Mm-hmm. And then I saw $54 came through. Mm-hmm. And so I went on there and canceled it, but the damage had been done. Mm-hmm. You know, that was already something that we weren't planning on spending money on. And just going back to the streaming thing with Hulu, it's now become everybody has a streaming thing, and everybody has a subscription. We were just sitting here talking about it. There's Netflix, there's Disney Plus, there's Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, HBO, Showtime,
NBC, CBS.
Everybody has it now, and I think eventually, once everybody starts to add up how much they're spending on streaming subscriptions, they're going to wish they could go back to that bundle. Mm-hmm. I wish I could just get it all in one place. And the hard part is so many of these places have, like, original content now. So you feel like you're attached to it. Yeah. But then you move on to the next one and the next one, and you forget to cancel the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just leaving so much money on the table.
And also, I think one of the things that I realized the other day was I had a subscription for HBO for a little while, and I didn't even remember that I had given an ex of mine the account information just so he could watch it one night so we could stay on track watching a show together. And then I got an alert on my email that someone had signed in from, like, an outside location to my account. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, it should be only my sister and I, and she was with me. And I realized and I remembered, and I was like, immediately went and I switched and I changed the password, the username, all those things. And I got a text from him asking for the information. And I was like, I didn't even realize other people were reaping my benefits of my monthly subscription. But yet here it is. And so I think that's what so many people do, is I'm logged into some of my friends' accounts too. And so not only are they paying for them, but, like, I'm getting it and they're getting nothing in return. I'm not, like, giving them an interest or anything.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it all adds up at the end of the day, and it's kind of terrifying how easily we all just put our credit card in.
Yeah, and my mom pays for Amazon Prime, but something that Amazon's done is they have this, like, monthly, you get, like, 15% off if you have, like, a monthly auto ship. And I end up with crap on there that I don't need, but if I add 5 items, I get 15% off.
100%, yeah.
So I end up with, like, sparkling water. I bought kale chips. And I have to tell you, the way you eat kale chips is you peel open the bag, you throw them in the trash.
You don't
eat
them.
Awful.
And you have to do it.
I had such high expectations for them, and I was like, well, it's on my auto ship, and I need a fifth item.
Exactly.
But I ended up throwing them in the trash. I committed to them. I bought 4 bags, and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
But I do that every month now. I have diapers and wipes for the kids on there, and then I got to try and fill the other space with more items. So I spend monthly probably like $80 on that. And it's just that feeling of, like, I'm getting a discount. And even though I'm not paying for the Prime subscription, I now have that monthly reoccurring bill that I'm paying for stuff I may or may not even need.
Like, Amazon at the end of the day is genius at what they do, because I was on there the other day getting a pillowcase. And, I mean, I have pillowcases. I didn't need it overnight or anything, but I realized if I spent $3 more and then, like, they wanted me to subscribe to something, I could get that pillowcase same-day delivery. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. I'll just add another $3 in there, and I'll subscribe to something just so I could get the pillowcase 7 hours later. And I was just like, I mean, they got me. They completely got me. But at the end of the day, if I would have just been like, it's okay if I get that on Saturday because I'm still going to be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
But yet there was another charge, and they're just so good at what they do, and it's taking a step back and realizing what they're doing.
Yeah, and this is such a big deal, I think, for people nowadays to to find ways that they can negate this problem. And one of the things I do is I set reminders on my phone. So like if I get a free trial, now I got to teach my husband how to do this, so hopefully you guys will actually listen to me, is that I'll set a reminder on my phone. Hey, on the sixth day, if it's a seven-day trial, don't forget, here's the login information. Go on to Ancestry.com and cancel mm-hmm. your monthly subscription. Another thing I do is I negotiate some of my monthly bills. So I'll go through and like every year I see my bill go up on DirecTV. And that's my signal. I know that my year is up. Mm-hmm. So I call and I go, hey, you know, Comcast is in the area and they've got really competitive deals.
Yeah.
And I think I'll just switch. And they always go, well, would you like a $50 credit on your account? And that pretty much cuts my bill in half. And I always go, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Same thing with SiriusXM Radio. If you call them whenever it's time to renew, you'll get one of those new deals that they are putting out that's not for somebody who's already subscribing. And it doesn't cost you anything to cancel. Mm-hmm. So you just go ahead and cancel your membership and start over again. And you could save. I mean, if I was to add up $50, which is what I get on my DirecTV, over 12 months, I mean, you have a substantial amount of savings then mm-hmm. that you can either put towards, I mean, I like to put my kids in sports, put her in mm-hmm. gymnastics, stuff like that. Or put it towards your savings goal. Start contributing that to your 401k. Whenever you are eliminating a bill, start finding another place to put that money because you're already mm-hmm. spending it. You're already used to spending it.
Mm-hmm.
So try to find a place to put that where it's out of sight, out of mind, that's actually beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying yourself first instead of leaving all this money on the table that you're just basically throwing at these companies for some monthly subscription.
And what did it do? It took you probably like 5 minutes to call up SiriusXM and have a conversation, and you save how much money? And it's just prioritizing. I think that's one of our biggest issues too.
Yeah, and for all the listeners out there, I just want to leave you guys with some homework. I think it'd be really great if you just grabbed a pen, a piece of paper, or opened up the notes section on your phone and start writing down all of the subscriptions that you have, everything you can think about. Go get your spouse. See if they've got some monthly subscriptions that you don't know about. Because I'm willing to bet, like I had, they probably do. I mean, I get together with my husband probably once a year, and we go through our finances together. I put down what our monthly bills are, and I leave open spaces for, hey, is there anything in here that I don't know about? And if there is, could you put it down and we can reevaluate it? Are we still getting the Chewy.com bag of dog food, even though our dog died 6 months ago? You know, stuff like that. I think it's really good just to get everything written down. You've now got it on paper, and you can see it. You can put a name to the things you're spending your money on, and you can then make a decision as to whether you want to move forward with those or not. You're taking back control of your finances. You're making yourself aware of where your money is going. And I just can't stress that enough. Being aware of your cash flow is so incredibly important. And I want to leave you guys also with just a note. Stay positive. Keep working at it. You're doing great. It's a lot of work balancing all of these things, and no one's going to be perfect at it. So just keep at it. That's it for this episode of The Balancing Act. Remember, living below your means in the good times is the best way to survive the bad times. I'm Christy Hayes, and as always, thanks for listening.
The information contained herein is provided solely for informational and educational purposes, reflects only a summary of the topics covered, and should not be construed as the provision of personalized investment advice or the making of any investment recommendation. Rather, the contents simply reflect the opinions and views of the speakers, which are subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the views and opinions expressed herein will come to pass. Listeners should conduct their own independent investigation into the topics covered and should consult their professional, financial, legal, and tax advisors before taking action on any of the content contained in the podcast. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of amounts invested.